You're listening to Free Range Radio on FM.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Free Range Radio 101.5. My name is Skippy. I'll be here till 8 o'clock, doing the best to entertain myself. Hopefully, some of you as well. I've got new music from the likes of Dan Mangan. Played some last week. There's three tracks he's got out there. I played two of them last week. I got the third one this week, including new Super Suckers coming up soon. I meant to play some last week. Never got to it. Got maybe a couple this week, including our cover of the week later on. And new music from Aaron Costello, artist I just sort of stumbled upon last week. Her new album is coming out as well. Stick around. All that, plus maybe a guest. I invited Alex Plant, artist extraordinaire, local artist extraordinaire, down to talk about her creative sides. So, look forward to that if she makes it down. This is Free Range Radio. We're going to start off with our Westerberg of the week, like we always do. Going to a Westerberg project, as the former host of I Used to Produce would say, that I don't cares. This was Paul Westerberg and Juliana Hatfield duo album. Came out, I believe, 2, maybe 3 years ago now. An album called Wild Stab. I felt it was mostly Westerberg, but you know, Juliana Hatfield is there as well. And well, let's hear a track called Back. 101.5 UMFM.
So bad. All this time wasted in pain. Rachel to accuse me of giving up when things get hard. She's the divorcee, not me. Not yet.
Well, you do give up, like, all the time. I mean, you're a starter, not a finisher.
Which the world needs. Without starters, how would we,
finish anything?
Exactly.
Mr. Simpson, don't you worry. I watched Matlock in a bar last night. The sound wasn't on, but I think I got the gist of it.
Just good friends, and you come to me for sympathy. was my grandma's. She kept it hidden in her butt all through World War II.
What? Where was she?
Winnipeg.
Time, call Eric.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Eric. Hi, this is Zorn. I got your number off the bathroom wall here. Evidently, you seem to be a good time expert. Is that correct?
Wait, sorry.
Well, I'm just looking for something to do with my 17-year-old. No. No, I'm not going to do that with my son.
Why?
Because laser tag is dumb.
Thank you. I'll tell you all the story about the joker and the thief, sir. Tell us all about the joker and the thief in the night.
Look what I found on sale at Food World. Jelly bean schnapps. Isn't it fun? Theme drink.
Oh, God. Oh, good. This is amazing. It's like all the flavors at once.
Right? It doesn't even taste like it has alcohol in it.
How much does it have? 100 proof? Is that even legal?
I think. I mean, the label's got a lot of misspelled words, and it looks like it's just taped on.
Did you buy it at a store, or did you just get it from a guy?
I got it in the parking lot.
I don't think Food World sells in the parking lot.
Everything is in the store, because that's the way you have to check out.
You know, I thought that.
Mm-hmm.
There's Greta Van Fleet and Lover Lever from forthcoming album. What's the name of that forthcoming album? Anthem of the Peaceful Army. Considered their first full length, but their last album was 32 minutes. And, you know, that's a full album to me, not an EP. Call it a double EP. I don't know what that is. Anyways, I like it. Very Led Zeppelin sound. For that, Wolf Mother, which also had that 70s retro rock feel. I grew up on that stuff. That was me. So I don't play it a lot on here, but I do listen to it. Joker and the Thief from their first self-titled. And I moved on to that and got a little louder. And stuff like the new Mets track, Escalator Teeth On and On, from a 7-inch celebrating Sub Pop's 30th anniversary. And they've got six or seven different artists who putting out colored vinyls to celebrate Sub Pop's 30th anniversary. Sub Pop was one of the first indie labels I ever gravitated to back when I started at CKOW, back when they were closed circuit. That's how old I am. Descendants, I'm the One, from Everything Sucks. I found the Descendants because of Pump Up the Volume. They were on that. And Super Suckers, Dead Inside. Sounding a lot like Headstones on that track. I don't know why. Just that's what I thought of. Their new album's called Suck It. And classic Headstones. Eddie Spaghetti surviving Cancer Scare. And came out full throttle with that album. And when they were here a few months ago, they were previewing tracks from that album on a great live show at the Pyramid. Paul Westerberg started our Westerberg of the Week from his duet with the I Don't Cares. His duet with Julian Hadfield called the I Don't Cares. My mind is elsewhere. I have Alex Plant here to talk, to talk art.
Art.
We'll take a short break. Be right back. This is Free Range Radio 101.5.
The modern miracles of sound, motion pictures, and radio open up vast sources of entertainment and instruction. To benefit from these, we need our ears, which interpret for us the multitude of sound waves they receive. Let us always strive to protect and to preserve this most precious gift of nature.
Always eager to help you enjoy that gift, this is CJUM 101.5, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Yeah, well, this is Free Range Radio at the top of the hour. 7 o'clock. I got an hour left to go. My name is Skippy, but I'm not alone. I'm going to be talking to Alex Plant. Is it Plant or Plant?
Either one. Yeah. Go Plant, I guess. I don't know.
Now, if you're listening online or at home, you want to check out aplant.com for her art. But we'll start with what brought you here. I was scoping Reddit while I'm at work. Nobody at work listens, so that's all right. And I saw you posted a picture that you did of a mosaic, let's say, of Winnipeg icons.
It's kind of like a portrait of Winnipeg, kind of, in a Simpson style.
That's the other thing that caught my attention, the Simpsons style, because grew up a huge Simpsons fan.
Oh, yeah.
So the Nygaard as a Simpsons character really stood out right off the bat.
That's one of my favorite bits in there.
And I would read the comments like you do on Reddit. That's why you go to Reddit for the comments. And I kept pointing out more that I missed. So I would go back to the picture, and there's just more to find. And I think the last one I found was someone made comment about the exchange cube. There's a musician, and they didn't say who it was, but I recognized her right away. It's Fred Penner singing.
Sure
the
is.
Cat Came Back, right?
Yeah.
And and I thought, wow, that hit me. That was one of my favorite songs when I was a kid. So I was just like, yeah, Fred Penner, that's an institution. There's so many institutions on there. But now it's starting to become a meme. It's starting to go viral.
Yeah.
But it was inspired by a meme, a viral. A couple of weeks ago when someone planted the signage at Garbage Hill.
Yeah, so I saw that and I'm like, this is brilliant. I can believe why they took it down. I understand. But at the same time, it should be a permanent fixture. It's amazing. And then Ace Burpee tweeted out that he was selling those t-shirts.
Yeah, Jeffrey Bannon at KB2 Clothing, who I went to high school with, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So yeah, I tweeted that and I'm like, oh, well, I should obviously paint Garbage Hill because this is hilarious. And then I thought, no, I have a much better idea. So I texted Ace, and me and him and my boyfriend, we all brainstormed different things. And then basically I just got really into it all weekend. I just hunched over my laptop for like a full weekend and by Monday morning, I sent it to him. I was like, here we go. Want to see something cool? Look. And he was like, this is awesome. I got to get this printed. So.
And it's only available right now at Vantage Studio, made here for you.
Yes.
At the Richardson, right?
Yes. So they just had their grand opening today. I went down there earlier today. It was awesome. There's like over 90 or 100 different local artists. They're all local from here, from Manitoba. And portions of all the proceeds from the entire store are going to different children's charities in Manitoba.
And is that just the starting point? Are you going to kind of put a digital print available, something more?
So I'm hoping, because obviously there are a lot of Winnipeggers who don't live in Winnipeg anymore. They're not going to be able to get down to the Richardson building. For the time being, I don't have a specific, I guess, online shipping
option. You don't have a plan, yeah.
I'm working on it. I've made some phone calls. I sent some emails. I'm working on it, but it's not quite there yet. But if you do live out of town and you do want a copy, like, I got your back.
Now, back to the picture itself. There's a lot of, I guess, more modern, but also older, icons of Winnipeg. You know, you've got the Museum of Human Rights is prominent in there.
Mm-hmm.
Palomino,
mm-hmm.
I can't pronounce it. The Provence Bridge.
Provence Bridge.
I always can't pronounce the my French is not good.
That's okay.
But so there are all these little details too.
Yeah.
The Winnie the Pooh and the Bear Patrol Clan was also pretty nice. And what didn't make it? You had mentioned online that there's too many things that you wanted to put
lot.
On. You had to. What were like the top two things that you just had to leave off wanted on there?
There were a couple things that I kept out for like trademark and copyright purposes. So like I really wanted to have Sal's, but I was like, I'm going to be selling this. I don't know if I should put their logo on it. Same thing with Slurpees, but I think I might work that into a future project. And then
sometimes it could also have been the symbol a little bit blurred, maybe. Like,
yeah, so I wasn't sure how to deal with that. Yeah. Like the Nygaard billboard, like that clearly falls under parody because it's like a Simpsons portrait of him. So I'm like, I can get away with this. But, you know, something with like someone's actual logo, I'm like, I don't know. And then I saw somebody post on Reddit and I was so mad at myself for not thinking of this. They said, well, Winnie the Pooh should have been eating out of a honey dill jar.
Oh.
I was so angry. I was like, that's the only one that got me.
You could always do a revision.
I might have to. I don't have a winter version yet, so we might have to do that.
So if you're looking to check that out, Vantage Studio, made here for you at Richardson. Where in the Richardson exactly?
So it's right under the Fairmont in the Richardson Concourse. So if you're in the concourse, like the walkway underneath, it's in the Richardson part of it.
The reason I was asking for other, because it's like, I don't know if I can get down there. Because I'm a driver, so it's like, I don't bus a lot. If I was a downtown worker, that's why I'm like, I do want to get this.
It's not too far from you can park in the Exchange, not too difficult.
Also,
cost
of parking now is really bad.
It's not great. I did have to park on McDermott or something, so that wasn't the best if you're not looking to pay for parking, but it's certainly easy to get to if you don't mind.
So from there, I went to your website, aplant.com, and I was looking through what was available for your, your art. And
yes.
Couple things stood out. Your Canada Day submission this year, the bear, the beaver, and the goose.
Thank you.
Acting very Canadian. So
yes.
That was one of my favorites. And the Winnipeg is good.
Yes.
Heart.
Yes.
Using the Confusion Corner signs.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah.
You know, the unique. How many directions does it go? Five ways, I think.
Four or five, a million.
And that is very iconic. I don't know how many times I've passed that because I used to work down South Osborne and had to drive past that all the time. And there's even, I've seen it, Less Than Kind, the TV show, used it. I don't know if you saw that.
That was another thing that I wish had made it in. I just didn't have anywhere to put it because then I would have had to, like, make the road, too. And I'm like, I can't fit this.
And there's a show here that uses it as their logo. So, yeah, that stood out. And at first, I didn't realize what it was. it took a second to realize, like, oh, because it just fit in with the heart so well. And, yeah, that was definitely stood out to me. And then I looked at all the everything else that was there, and I liked how soft your art style was.
Thank you.
Where does that come from?
So right now, I don't know, in terms of like inspiration or technique or
both. Yeah,
both?
I'm curious because every time I saw a piece of art, whether it was trying to inspire maybe a negative emotion or it was just a fun, lighthearted emotion, it all fit under a nice umbrella that I enjoyed looking at.
Well, thank you so much.
You know, you've got some new pieces coming out.
Yeah.
that are almost borderline between dark and light, but also they're all like soft and like pastels, soft tones, soft. Your edges, I find, are curved, right? They're not sharp. So that's what grabs me to every art piece you've seen.
Yeah, so I can't help but gravitate to that sort of ethereal wrongness, I guess, sometimes. But I like merging conflicting things. So whether that's, you know, taking classic art styles and injecting more contemporary content into it, like I have some Jets paintings that are very much in the style of like the old Canadian artists from like the 1800s. Or like you said about like the 'cause I have a couple that are like very large animals, like much larger than they should be, with tiny little reference points in the beginning. You're like, oh, that doesn't look quite right, but I don't know if I like it or not. But at the same time, it is very soft and
you're warm. Inspired by the Seven?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I forget.
Oh, the Seven. Yes, yes, yes. I am. Sorry. Yeah.
I forget that there's something before that.
Yes, I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not an artist. I'm not, but I know of their art. And it's like, but I don't know their names. I don't know everything, but I know.
I think Emily Carr was one of them.
Wasn't one of them. Thompson.
Don't know. Yeah, Thompson.
Yeah, you know.
I'm not an art historian by
any
means.
But I know of them and I appreciate their work. I've seen it. And, you know.
But I love the like different color play and everything and just the kind of rough impressionistic style, but there's something very Canadian about it that I really like.
Yeah, your art does also come across as Canadian and as something that's relatable to me and people I know. So it's like I look at that and I thought, oh, that's somebody I know. She would love that. I want to purchase that.
Oh, thank you so
and give
much.
It to her. And it's because that was her. And you know, that might even been something, you know, a self-portrait style,
right?
Just, you know, a little doodle or a drawing. I don't know what you would call that. And you know, it's an art piece.
Yeah.
And I also saw an interesting mix. You know, you have, like you said, that the old classical trained, but there's an interesting mix of sort of modern animation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like almost like raccoons, mm-hmm. cartoon, Cartoon Network style animation mixed with even a little bit of anime. I just saw some earlier work had some Sailor Moon.
Oh my God, we all grew up on anime.
Yeah. So, you know, that blended so well. And it's like, oh wow, that's, it reminds me of an artist I'd seen at C4 at the Artist Alley that stood out to me. And so I was like, I wonder if that's her. And no, it's not her. But the style is similar in the colors and the tones. So that's what I really liked. And so right now, what is your main inspiration?
Oh gosh. My main inspiration right now, is part of it is me just really trying to get better at my painting, like a full piece. Like for years I would just do a character or something. And now I really want to get good at doing the full piece. So I've been looking around a lot, like the fall colors, the winter when you have like the dark blue sky and the orange street lights, like that kind of thing, just like looking around and seeing the way that colors play together and the shadows and the lights play together, and how can I make that into something interesting, more interesting than it is?
That sounds like your new piece. You've got 4 pre-orders on your website.
Yes.
And that's what that sounds like. How are you presenting them? I wasn't quite sure. I was reading up to it, and you can pre-order. What kind of a print is it?
So it's on photo rag paper. It's like this thick cotton rag, and it's wonderful paper. It's archival ink, so it won't fade. And I'm selling them at 8x10. And I get them printed at Martha Street Studio at the moment, just because I like to support local, and I'm probably going to do some with Vantage as well now. But yeah, they're on like this really nice cotton paper, and they look beautiful.
I'm talking to Alex Plant, aplant.com. Check out her art and what we're talking about. You're listening to 101.5 UM FM. All right. Where was I going to go from here? Looking through your social media, you've got a large social media presence. My favorite is Tumblr right now.
Okay.
I was going through your Tumblr, and that goes back off.
Oh, it goes back. I come in and out from that one.
So what is your social media of choice right now?
Right now it'd be Instagram, probably.
Instagram.
Instagram's my main one.
And so do you still post on Instagram? And I know Facebook was active recently.
Facebook is active. Instagram is active. Twitter, less so. That's more personal. And then
I didn't even find one.
No, it's not my the yeah. same.
Yeah, it's at Alex Plant with an E, Winnipeg, a WPG.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
You see WPG and you want to say Winnipeg, but it's Alex Plant. And Plant has an E at the end,
yeah.
WPG. That's your Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
And your Tumblr's Alex.
It's Alex 4 times.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, no. That one was Alex Plalix, wasn't
Plalix,
it? That's
exactly.
The one. Yes.
You can find it by searching Alexandra.
Yeah.
Plant.
Yeah.
Alex Plant. Yeah. Searching, you know, Googling your name, that hockey player comes up way too much.
So funny story about that. We're both from Brandon. We're roughly the same age. People thought we were siblings when they would find out my name. I'm like, yeah, they named us the same name. And so now my life goal has literally been I just want to be the most famous Alex Plant from Brandon.
I want to outdo him.
I just want to just...
Well, his career's come down to close, so yours is picking up.
I just want to be the first one on Google.
Now, another thing I noticed on your Tumblr, you were drawing this eccentric French fabric pattern style.
Yeah.
Called,
Toile de Jouy. Is you, how okay. you'd say it in English, I guess. Toile de Joie.
Joie. That's what I was about to say.
It's more like Jouy, but people say it in different ways.
I love that style. It's very similar to plates my grandma
had. It's like the
had.
Dutch plates.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that style, it's completely different from some of the stuff we see now. Like,
yeah.
It's just this mostly like pencil, pen,
yeah.
black and white, you know.
Yeah. It was originally... So the history of this fabric, actually, I'll just take you on a quick journey.
I'm listening.
So originally they used to use wooden cutouts, like wooden blocks to print. And then in India, I believe they discovered like copper etching and transferring patterns to fabric that way. And then the French, particularly in this one town, Jouy, or I'm actually not 100% sure how to pronounce it.
It's Jouy.
It's Jouy. And like Normandy and a couple of different places, but Jouy was the main one. They ended up just completely redoing this whole thing in their own style, and that's where that comes from.
And did you make any fabric with that, or is that just a print you made?
I have it on Spoonflower at the moment. I'm just tweaking it to make sure it's completely right before I sell it. And I actually have a friend who is in a process of trying to get it as wallpaper for his kitchen.
Oh wow.
So like that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the pieces on there include like the Museum of Human Rights,
yeah.
And
Ledge, the Ledge construction worker,
then
a garbage can.
A very very Adventure Time esque heroine was one of the drawings I saw. I didn't know if that made it onto the
I don't know if that one did. I'm trying to think. That was a different one.
That was a
Steven Universe toile. Those are two different patterns.
Okay.
I had a Winnipeg one, and I had it because I'm I'm still a huge fan of cartoons. I never grew out of them.
So I still am I. Think have you, great. If, yeah. I don't know if you listened to the show, but I play cartoon clips.
Oh, I just heard yeah. Bob's Burgers.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah. I never grew out of cartoons. I don't think you have to.
No, I've got The Simpsons tattooed on my arm. Yeah. Put it that way. That style that I found online reminded me of Jeff Lemire. I don't know if you know him.
I don't.
He's a Canadian artist and writer who helped Gord Downie do The Secret Path.
Okay.
I've known his comic work well before that, but he's now in the mainstream because of that. And that's the first thing I thought of when I was And I wondered if you'd ever thought of doing anything in a comic strip or graphic novel, because there are even some early just sort of. Looked like quick drawings that of like cartoon characters. Was that something you ever thought of doing?
I still am thinking about doing that. I actually, funny enough, I have a film degree from UW, and I was originally planning on going into television writing. And then I actually work in radio now and as an artist. So it's funny how life kind of takes you that way. But writing and art go together perfectly, like you said, in comic form. So I'm not against it at all.
But it just that the right opportunity hasn't come up.
I just haven't done it yet. I would like to do a children's book as well. Like I have lots of ideas cooking. I just haven't gotten there yet.
You need something to focus it into one thing and finish it. Hopefully, the Winnipeg Mosaic gives you that opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you got your start as a filmmaker, studied as a filmmaker. Yeah. You're a photographer, and do you find that's all one creative process? Does it all blend together well?
Yeah. So actually, when I decided to leave my job. Back at the beginning of, not the radio job, a different job, to become an artist at the beginning of the summer, I had a hard time figuring out how to promote myself because I have all these different skills. Like, my filmmaking doesn't really fit in with my visual art, and photography can make my, like, even just like my Instagram feed look messy. So it's been a process trying to figure out how to, I guess, brand myself, because that's something you have to do now.
But you call yourself a digital artist, but is that just putting your art on social media or making digital or
no?
Because you hand draw. I
hand draw,
and
but
paint
I
and
do like all my paintings that you're looking at were done in Photoshop.
Okay.
So I have I started doing digital art when I was 13, and I never really looked back after that because you just have so much. You have so much flexibility that you don't have with traditional. It's not the same as pushing paint around on a canvas, but you can change your colors as you go. You can change your sizing. You can print it whatever size you want. There's so much you can do with it.
The resolutions.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but do you ever hand draw something, upload it, and then tweak it in Photoshop as well? That's
a common.
Is that what the digital artist is now, or is it more just playing on Photoshop
It's everything. It's everything. Like a lot of digital artists do sketch first because they prefer the feeling of pencil. I'm so used to my tablet now that it doesn't really make a huge difference to me, and I like not having lead all over my hands.
Is that how school sort of teaches art nowadays?
I have no idea. I've never taken an art class. I have no idea.
That's natural. Yeah. I draw very good stick figures, so I knew art was not for me. Well, what is the local art scene like? You've stayed in Winnipeg. You said online that you wanted to travel and get out of here, but you stayed.
Yeah.
Why? What was the art scene grabbing you, or was this the city grabbing you?
This both. So,
I'm familiar with the music scene. I know they're super supportive.
And it's the same. It's the same
it's
in the film
extension.
Community. It's the same in the art community. Everyone has each other's backs. It's not cutthroat. And I think that comes from, probably partly comes from feeling ignored by the rest of the country. Like, I've been in Manitoba my whole life, not necessarily Winnipeg, but there's always that sense, like, and that's partly why I did The Simpsons, because it's like, they referenced us. Oh my gosh. So it's a big deal when you get noticed, but because you don't, everybody tends to stick together. That's been my experience.
There is an awesome article about you on weheartwinnipeg.ca. Yeah. Anybody listening, go check it out. I've been talking to Alex Plant, aplant.com, or Alex Plant WPG on social media.
Yeah.
I recommend checking out her art and supporting her. I'm looking. I just discovered it today, so I haven't had enough time to pick out what I really want. But I'm going to get something because.
Thank you so much.
I'm really pleased with your art style.
Do you plan on
doing like Artist Alley at C4 or anything like that?
Right now, I am planning on doing all of that stuff once I've kind of built myself up enough for it to make sense to go. My boyfriend's been like, oh, you should apply this market and this one and this one. I'm like, okay, but just hold on. I don't have any money. just wait for a second. But I do fully plan on doing all of that at some point.
Last question.
Yeah.
Music. What kind of music inspires you to draw?
Oh my goodness. I love... So this is actually a fun fact. If you've never heard of synesthesia...
Yeah.
It's
where you see sound.
There's a bunch of different things. Like you can associate numbers with colors or sound with color. I have both of those, numbers and sound with color. So really any music that's colorful to me is good. So it's usually things with a lot of melody or harmony or interesting instruments going together. So,
and the song that I'm going to go into was a big inspiration to you. It's a print available, I believe, on your store. Childish Gambino.
Yeah, I do love that song. That was a brilliant video.
What colors did you see when that was playing?
That one's a lot of dark, but it works. Like it's a lot of dark grays and browns that just blend like chocolate.
Well said. This is Free Range Radio. I've been talking to Alex Plant. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
And this is Childish Gambino. This is America on 101.5.
Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap.
Hey,
I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so fitted. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is selling. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak. Black. Ooh, know that.
I just checked my follow and listen.
You motherfuckers owe me.
I have been waiting 7 years to tell you people what I really think of you.
Really? Because you called me Mr. Clean's gay uncle in front of my children.
This is my first royalty check from my summer dance jam, Balls.
Balls, 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 balls.
In this envelope is my cut of every CD sale, paid download, music video DVD rental at Blockbuster.
Oh boy, Jenna, you might want to look at that check before you insult us.
And maybe you ought to look in the mirror before leaving your house in the morning, because you look like someone's been slowly poisoning Sally Field.
Alrighty then.
Read it and weep, you mouth-breathing vag repellers.
It's $90, Jenna.
What? How? Song was everywhere. The FBI blamed it for a spike in summer sex crimes.
Well, the music industry isn't what it used to be.
Thanks to Al Gore's stupid internet, people can just get music for free. That's why I got out of the music business.
Despite my beautiful singing voice.
Hey, look kids, you need to change your tune. That avenue you traveling, unraveling soon. You'll be battling doom, or does it matter to you? Worry about who is laughing at you? Your appearance is more important than what's really real. Cause here it is, situation's bad, not meaning good. A lot be in the hood that got me with nowhere to put my trust in. No discussion, spontaneous combustion, lust and greed. If you ain't up to speed, use a duck you need. Cats ain't got enough to eat. So there's bluffs and beef, chicks up the street. The tricks come to see, guns under the sheets. Shells crumble your meat, Corky and Cora still. Duke gets sort of chill, sitting on about 40 mil. But his old quarter gets spilled over those sort of deals that get you sort of killed or up in court looking for
appeals. Yes, the world's gone bad. We lost the life we had. Joe,
take me away. So down, I want to go. So cold, I have to go. So down, I need to go. So cold as I go.
Yo, what up, fam? You don't know who I am. Last week, you was acting like you was my man, but you wasn't, huh? Serve your purpose, y'all. At the end of the day, is it worth it all? Immersed in all the work the world got to offer, but perpetrating proper like a nothing can stop ya. Can't even trust my doctor, she in it for profit, and everybody looking for some kind of profit. Situation mad toxic, my man got hit, cause the bird he was with wouldn't stop squawking. She juggling five cats and they all lost in the illusion of love that she used for profit. The usual topic, chickens and Benjamins, you supposed to be my kin. Mexican or Asian, European or Korean or Jamaican makes no difference. Our existence is still shared between us in essence.
Yes, the world's gone bad.
We lost the love we had. Joe,
take me away.
Cause the world's gone bad. We lost the love we had. Show some love for your brothers and sisters. Show some love for the whole wide world. Show some love for your enemies and frenemies. Show some love for the rejects on the street. Show some love for the whole wide world. Oh, oh, cause the world's gone bad. We lost the love we had.
Yo, if the world is bad, refer to your dad and his before four score. What's the reason he sore for? Karma is real. Part of it deals with how you started the deal. Just everything a 360, it'll start the cartwheel and snowball. So don't forget now, cause I told y'all. Dead the hate, cause all it do is hold y'all captive. All in the world you're trapped in, relapsing. You can't feel what's happening. I deal with facts, man. I was at the crossroads dealing with lost souls that couldn't cross go. Lost hope, off dope, out the jostle. Any unwary traveler that would fall for the talk show. It's foul how they play, but you can't stray. To show love, take courage and strength and realize we ain't as sure as we think, you know?
The world's gone bad. We lost the love we had.
Cold, I have to go. So down, I need to go. So cold as I go.
Cause the world's gone crazy. People don't love no more. Show love, show love, show sure love. Sure love, sure love, sure love. Oh, well, cause the world's gone bad.
Handsome Boy Modeling School. Awesome album called White People. The World's Gone Bad. And Childish Gambino. This is America. Thanks to Alex Plant. And I do recommend checking out her art. There'll be something out in there that you will like. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you will. Do it. Regardless, this is Free Range Radio. 101.5. You can check me out on Facebook. Yeah, Facebooks. I'm on there. Free Range Radio Thursdays. I'm hoping to start being a little bit more active. Get a little bit more news out there. Is that? Nah, that just sounds wrong. But feel free to check us out. And the new UMFM website was launched this week, and it is pretty spiffy. UMFM.com. Check it out. You can listen to old shows on there. Just go to Program Grid, listen live, and get all your UMFM news. So that was paid for by last year's pledge drive. This year's pledge drive is coming up starting next Friday. So stick around for more. We've got some goodies that I really, really enjoyed, including a hat. The hat that everybody wanted. You know, the usual t-shirt, some great graphic designs. We've got cover of the week. Yes, we do. Going back to that awesome Super Suckers album. I mean, it's Super Suckers. Is it awesome? Super Suckers are awesome. Is it their best one? It's not bad. I've got a cover coming from that album after we take care of some business here on Free Range Radio.
The
modern miracles of sound, motion pictures, and radio open up vast sources of entertainment and instruction. To benefit from these, we need our ears, which interpret for us the multitude of sound waves they receive. Let us always strive to protect and to preserve this most precious gift of nature.
Always eager to help you enjoy that gift, this is CJUM 101.5, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
You know, this awesome music by Murray Gold is just called Clara from Doctor Who, which has a big premiere coming up this weekend. Jodie Whittaker makes her debut as the new Doctor. I'm looking forward to it. I'm getting all revved up. But we've got our cover of the week from the Super Suckers. New album's called Suck It. Came out a couple weeks ago. And the last track on there is a cover of classic ZZ Top, Beer Drinkers, and Hellraisers with American songwriter Jesse Dayton, who's toured with the Super Suckers from time to time. Going back to my classic rock roots. That's been a lot in this episode, hasn't there? Still, it's all good. It's all good. Super Suckers on Free Range Radio.
Drink up. To me, setlist flow is very important. I mean, we're basically vibe curators. I hope that high school auditorium's big enough, because I'm bringing 10,000 maniacs.
Sometimes it's really hard to be friends with you. Thank God we don't have to be seen together.
Yes, we do. We're co-DJs.
Not anymore.
You're working with DJ Rumble Drop.
We'll be right back.
what it means. When you are here, I am at ease. I don't blame you when you're gone. For the sadness in my soul, weight is mine alone. The shadow is my own. The coast is never clear. Wait for morning, no. You will arrive so we can watch that shadow disappear. If you try. I'm alive in the strangest way. Those first few cracks of dawn are a taste of what's to come. And yes, I am at heart, but nothing at all. I get lost in fear. No thief or act of God can take this girl. I've got, I know you will be here. And if you try to be with me, I will try to get by. Some say I'm a fool for waiting. They don't know this fool doesn't mind. They tell me, give it up. But I wanna give it up. Only tell me. So what, she's in your head? She's gonna leave again. What's gonna happen then? She's just enabling. And there is truth to that. But I ain't holding back. If you try, be with me. I will try to get by. Some say I'm a fool for waiting. They don't know this fool doesn't mind. If you try.
My art isn't about law or copyright. It's about not those things.
Well, Erickson, you did infringe upon the fast food company's logo.
Oh, come on. You cannot own shapes and letters and creative ways to put them together.
No, you can. Yeah, that's literally what a logo is. But the good news is I got them to drop the case.
How can I ever repay you?
Oh, well, you don't need to repay me. You just need to pay me.
Can I pay you with a painting?
What?
Look, money is so passe. Art is the currency of the woke.
Uh-huh.
Also, I don't have any money.
Oh, they say it's.
There's Erin Costello. Her new album is called Sweet Marie, out October 19th. That track's called All in Your Head. Touring Canada and the U.S., but no Winnipeg dates right now. I believe closest is that hotbed of music, Moose Jaw, sometime in the new year. Before that, brand new Dan Mangan. Fool for Waiting from his new album, More or Less. That'll be out November 2nd. Still a month to go on that. But he'll be here touring for support of this fourth album. Playing the Garrick February 6th. We heard new music from the Bad Moves. Awesome little album band I heard last week. Heard about. We heard Spirit FM from Tell No One. Brand new Broken Social Scene, sort of. Left over from The Hug of Thunder. It was exclusive to the vinyl, but they released it digitally last week. And, of course, our cover of the week, brand new Super Suckers from Suck It, Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers from ZZ Top. That's it for me. Next week, I will have, it'll be a metal show of sorts. I'll have Tim from Dojo Cobra in to talk bears, metal, music, and, you know, his upcoming show. So thank Alex Plant for coming down. Check out her her website, aplant.com, and, you know, check out Free Range on Facebook. I will share some more Alex Plant on there and all other goodies I can find. Well, not too much, so it won't annoy you. Venus Envy is up next. Thank you for listening. Gentlemen, take us away.
Well, I see by the clock on a wall that it's time to bid you one and all goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
So long.
Farewell.